Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast, live from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Restaurant. I'm here with my co-host, the doctor.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dr. Andre Jones.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, for another captivating episode of Get Your Barbecue On.
Ooh, yeah, and we got a good one today.
Yeah, we do, doctor. We have a good one today.
Ah.
Yeah, I think our listening audience will be, you know, I think they will appreciate what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If nothing else, they're going to be like, yes, I can do that. That's the one thing I can do.
Right.
In a whole show of all the 2 years. Did you know we've been doing this for 2 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah, we had an anniversary. We didn't even know it. We didn't even celebrate it.
Oh, wow.
No.
Man, so I think one of these upcoming podcasts, we're going to have to celebrate our two-year anniversary.
I agree, because it's been a great 2 year. I've learned so much. I'm a great cook.
Yeah.
I got a story to share about that. It's yeah. Quite amazing.
The doctor's training.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Still, you know, you still have a few classes complete.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. Complete that I might have started or may not have started. I will not confirm or deny if I started those classes and haven't finished them. But when it's self-paced, you know.
Yeah, we are going to get back to that, though. We are going to get back to that soon, doctor.
Absolutely.
Also on some of our upcoming podcasts.
Yeah.
And with some new assignments. It is summer.
It is.
And
it's grill season.
Yeah, I think we're just going to let the doctor do some, you know, just work over the summer, hone your skills, and then we'll get back to the formal training in the fall.
That sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
You okay with that?
I'm all right with that. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, some of that will be based on this story you tell today.
And Oh, right.
So we'll be monitoring that over the summer podcast.
Oh, got it. Okay. Ken, why did you bring out this grading sheet? Well, all of a sudden, we're not even at my part yet. How is that grading sheet on the table?
Right,
where did you pull that out from? I saw you pull some things from your bag. That was not there.
Hey, watch me pull the rabbit out of
my Right, that was next.
Yeah, that's old Bullwinkle.
Yeah. How you been? You good?
I've been good. Been good. Yeah. Like, you know, again, just happy to be back recording podcasts again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
And today, I think it's going to be a good podcast. Like I said, I think our listeners will enjoy this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, it's summer. I mean, it's hot all over the country.
It is.
I'm hearing, you know, I talked to people back east. Of course, it's blazing hot out here in the west.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when it's hot, you don't want to heat up the kitchen.
No.
Right.
No.
And so turn on the stove, heating up the kitchen. In the summertime, no. Just, we don't want to do that.
No, make sure electric go
right,
high.
Right,
you don't want that.
Right. And, you know, the chief cook and bottle washer or whoever that might be in the home.
Right.
I have no idea, you know, how work is broken down within the home.
Right.
You know, who does what or whatever. But
sure.
Whoever the chief cook is, I know sometimes they want a break from cooking inside the house.
Absolutely.
So it's the person that has the grilling barbecue skills, just take that on.
Absolutely.
And not heat up the kitchen.
No. And they want to do it as quick as possible because it is hot outside.
Yeah, it's hot outside too. And so today what we're going to talk about is from prep, from start to finish, sitting down, eating, cooking a complete dinner on the grill.
Get out.
Yeah.
Everything.
Prep. Yeah, everything. Start to finish.
You won't even have and to I'm turn not your
talking
stove
a,
on.
Yeah, we're not talking about instant anything. We're talking about shopping on the perimeter of the grocery store, you know, where you're just buying fresh ingredients and then you're just putting it together. You have a complete meal within an hour.
Wow.
Not many dishes. The only dishes that you may use would be any kind of pan or something that you use to prep the barbecue item in, and whatever you're going to put the items in when you pull them off the grill.
That makes sense. Wow.
Yeah.
Very minimal dishes.
Minimal dishes.
Minimal work.
Minimal work.
Lots of enjoyment. I like
lots
this.
Lots of enjoyment.
I like this.
And quick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not hot.
Not hot.
The house is not hot.
The house is
not hot. That's what I want to hear.
There you go. So anyway, so we're going to go. We'll start. So the thing is, we're going to cook and we're going to talk about cooking, grilling a meat.
But before we start cooking.
Okay.
Like really, really.
Okay.
Can we call out the people to get paid, you know, to pay for this?
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
Other
sponsors, kind of early for them, but let's get them in right now.
Yeah.
So we can just flow after this.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to go first? 30 seconds, Ken. 30 seconds. Can we do in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think I can get it done in 30 seconds. Yeah. So one of our sponsors, of course, is Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Ooh.
At 5250 East 22nd Street, mm-hmm, in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, over at Ken's, they've won the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice Award for the last 2 years. Mm. So that's 2020, 21, and the vote's coming up here pretty soon. So
three.
So got a lot of great stuff. They have great customer service, mm-hmm, over at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. So please stop by sometime. Open Tuesday through Saturday,
mm-hmm,
from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Perfect. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Come on down and get your barbecue on.
Right. Come on down to Ken's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I'll be there. I'll be there, Ken. You sold me.
Yeah, so what about our other sponsor?
Oh, the sponsors.
JNL?
Is JNL Online Consulting, helping businesses grow online by ways of web design, social media marketing, as well as other digital platforms and paid advertisements. I heard they got into paid advertisement. Oh no, watch out.
Wow.
They're helping out the world. They got a new client over in New Jersey. Their numbers are crazy. They've been busy. Why? Because of JNL and their digital strategy. So folks, if you're looking for how to get there, the answer is easy. Think JNL.
Okay. How did I get in touch with JNL?
I don't know. I've been trying to reach them for weeks. They can simply give us a call at 520.729.5557. I don't want to put dash in there because everyone else is doing dashes.
Oh,
I'm doing dots now. Yeah, okay. Yeah. If I say dot, I think they get like I don't really mean a dot. I don't know. We'll see. Or they can just go online and then just type in www.jandlonlineconsulting.com.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great.
Yeah. All right. We're paid.
We're paid.
we can proceed.
So let's get down to that 1 hour meal on the grill.
So 60 minutes.
Right. So we're talking about grilling some type of meat. It could be a steak, any kind of steak, pork steak, beef steak. You can either do like a chicken breast, chicken thigh.
So we're talking grilling.
Yeah, we're talking grilling. So right. we're going to grill something. But the order of the way we cook things, the order is very important.
Oh.
So we're also going to talk about the vegetables that we're cooking.
Right.
And what I like to do is use a medley of little potatoes.
Really?
The
red ones. The red ones or?
Not just red ones. You can get them in a bag. You can get a little medley. But there'll be red, purple, golden. I like to use a little combination. And they, you know, they have different nutritional value, mm-hmm, those potatoes. But they're really delicious when you put them all together. So so we're going to do some potatoes.
Okay.
Those little potatoes. They're great.
Yeah.
And we're going to take some kind of vegetable, like you could do asparagus or a green vegetable or...
Okay.
Broccoli,
zucchini?
Something like that.
Can you do zucchini?
You could do zucchini.
Yeah.
I'm not doing zucchini, but...
What do you have against zucchini?
I don't have anything against zucchini, but...
I think you do, Ken.
But in this meal, we're going to do something like broccoli or,
fine,
or asparagus, fine, or some type of vegetable.
For this example,
for this example,
we'll use
this. Right. But if you want to do zucchini, it's perfectly okay. You can use zucchini, make some kind of mix, add some onions and any of that.
Oh, wow.
It's possible. So really, whatever vegetable you like to use,
it
will be fine.
Okay. All right.
So what am I going to need to do this? One is you're going to need some heavy-duty aluminum foil.
Oh, and
if you don't
friend.
Have heavy-duty aluminum foil, you can use regular aluminum foil and just double it.
Oh.
Right.
But you really need the heavy-duty. That actually does.
It works.
It helps.
It's the... the grill master's friend. Heavy duty Our aluminum
best
foil.
Best friend at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good friend, a close friend.
Very, very close.
Right. I'm not saying it's his best friend, but it is a good friend.
So it's like the dog and then aluminum foil, right? That's the order of operation.
it's in there somewhere, you know. Just like the meat thermometer is a good friend.
Sure.
I'm not going to put him over the aluminum foil or whatever. I don't want to start, you know, ranking my friends. But it's a good friend of the grill master, the barbecue master.
Top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Possibly. You know, I don't want anything like upset because of the ranking order of how good a friend they are with the grill master, the pit master.
Got it.
All right, you know what I'm saying?
All right,
you know what I'm saying? So it's a good friend of the pit master, the grill master.
Right.
For today, because we are grilling.
Yes, we are.
High heat. High heat. So the first thing, let's talk about prep.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you do, you want to, if you're going to like take your meat, season it, mm-hmm. because it's going to be, we're going to cook it last.
Right.
Oh. So that's going to be, because it's not going to take long. We'll just have a chop.
Right.
A steak or whatever. It's not going to take long. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have to build a little pouch with the aluminum foil.
Mm.
So I like to double up the aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing we're going to do, and these potatoes that we're going to make, we're going to use, so what are we going to need? We're going to talk about those potatoes first.
Okay.
We're going to get the little tiny little potatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can wash them off, dry them.
Right.
And then, so you're going to lay out a sheet of aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to take those potatoes and put them on one side of the aluminum foil, right in the middle of one side, mm-hmm. right? So you got half, you just look, okay, that's about half of it. Put right in the middle of that one half.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're going to do, well, first we're going to add a little olive oil in there.
Okay.
Put a little olive oil on the aluminum foil.
Okay.
Yes. Then we'll take those potatoes that we washed and we dried.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take, now, and season, whatever your preference is.
Right.
But I like to take some either dried or fresh thyme.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thyme and rosemary. And take some thyme, rosemary, put it in there, season up those potatoes right there. Just got to sprinkle it on there if you're using dried.
It's not cut now. The potato's not cut.
No. You're not cut the potatoes. These are the smaller ones, the little medley.
Uh-huh.
And you just leave them whole. You don't have to cut them.
Oh, wow.
You don't cut them.
Okay.
And so you just sprinkle that on there. Then I like to take, personally, I like to take a little sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Hit them with some sea salt. Nah, it's to taste, you know?
Right.
And then so now you fold that. You fold that aluminum foil over mm-hmm. in half, and then you start sealing the sides. So you start rolling the sides, each one, and you basically create that pouch.
Oh, cool.
You know, so nothing can get out. So mm-hmm. it's like sort of like an airtight pouch. I mean, it's puffy.
Yeah.
And then so that takes care of the potatoes, right?
How many potatoes can you put in a pouch?
Depends on how big the aluminum foil, how big a piece of aluminum foil you put.
So
but
you
if,
can have a
if
couple.
It's just two of you, no. Right. These are small potatoes.
Right.
You're going to have enough for two servings or how many other servings you need.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if everybody wants about four potatoes, four of these little potatoes, you put eight potatoes in there. It'll be fine.
Okay.
And so you close the pouch in that way. And so so that's ready to go. And so we need to cook the potatoes first. So you would have already gone out and mm-hmm. turned the grill on.
Right.
And you're going to cook. We cook high heat. Mm-hmm. So we're somewhere between 375, 425, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. We have our grill right there. And so what we'll do, it's already been preheated. We're going to go outside and we're going to place those potatoes on the grill, just straight on the grill, direct heat on the aluminum foil.
Okay.
Okay, so we let them cook. Now, they're going to cook anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, depending on.
Okay.
Right. And at some point on the grill, you're going to go out there and you got to flip them over.
Makes sense.
Right. So normally, I'd say about 30 minutes is the cook time. So
mm-hmm.
after about 15 minutes, go over there and you flip them over.
Right? Okay. Cool.
Okay, so we already took care of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to come back and then we're going to make another pouch.
Another?
And this is for the vegetables.
Okay.
Now, depending on what kind of vegetable, you could do broccoli, you could do asparagus, mm-hmm. you could do. Now, they're not going to be on the grill alone. They don't take as much as the potatoes do.
Right.
And so we're going to make us another pouch. Now, this the the vegetables, you could either do them in a pouch and they're going to kind of like steam themselves.
Ooh.
You know, in a pouch. You're not adding water, but you're going to add, again, I like to use olive oil. You're going to add a little olive oil, and that's, you can use the pouch. If you don't use the pouch, you can just cook them direct on the grill.
Really?
Right. So what you would do, I mean, and now they have, it's not now, but they had a long time, they have these little trays.
Yeah.
They have like holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just set those directly on the grate, and then you would take some olive oil or canola oil or whatever, and you hit it with that.
Yeah.
And then you would just cook those vegetables right there. So you could just cook them directly on the grill that way. Or, like I said, you could build a pouch the same way you did the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing, you go put some olive oil in on the aluminum foil, set the asparagus there, or I like broccolinis.
Really?
Or you could put some broccolinis. That's a little small broccoli.
Ones.
The whole ones, man, they're delicious.
Sure.
So, and then you could put the broccolinis on there and then season the taste. Whatever seasonings you want, close the pouch. Now those, I'm saying, on the grill at that temperature, you're probably not going to have them on there more than 10 minutes.
Wow. Well, they cook fast.
Yeah. So, you know, 5 minutes on one side, hit them with the 5 minutes, and then they're, you're going to come off and they're going to be al dente. Mm-hmm. The worst thing you want to do is a bunch of, soggy vegetables, no crunch to them. So you're going to hit that.
Yeah.
And right. So that takes care of. Now we have our potatoes.
Our veggies done.
Right, our veggies done. So shortly before you get ready to put those seasoned chops or steaks or whatever it is on the grill, you throw the veggies on. The broccoli, the broccolinis, or like you said, what you could do is, same thing. You could cut up some zucchini, throw some onions, some peppers, and all that stuff in that little aluminum pouch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you could throw that, whatever, Brussels sprouts, whatever. You could just throw that on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
All
so
right.
That takes care of our potatoes and our vegetables. And then we're just going to come out and do how we normally cook our chops, right?
Right.
Our chops or steaks or chicken breasts or whatever it is, whatever type of meat you like.
Sure.
And so you come out there and you'd or take some type of brush or whatever and then just oil the grates with some canola oil or olive oil or something, and then just throw the meat on the grill.
Yeah.
Right. And at the same time, your potatoes are still on there. They're going to take about a half an hour to cook. So at the same time, they're there. You got your other vegetables, and then, and then if 30 minutes passes before you get all this, pull the potatoes off.
Right.
They're going to stay warm in that pouch. So you don't open the pouch, just let them keep doing their thing.
Right.
Right, and so we throw on, we cook our chops, our steak to the temperature that we like. You want a medium rare, well, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, so you hit one of those temperatures, that's it. That's virtually it. By the time the meat gets ready, everything is done.
And the meat just has to sit for 5 minutes or so.
Let it rest for 5 minutes. You take everything in, or maybe you've already taken the potatoes and the vegetables in, and they're sitting. You haven't opened the pouch yet.
Yep.
And then that's it. You're done within an hour. You just open that foil. You have your steaks. Just plate it.
Wow.
And you're good to go.
Dinner's done.
Good to go. Throw away the aluminum foil. And like I said before, you have the dishes that you use to prep and your grill tools.
Right.
And that's all.
That's it.
Yeah. And you're done within an hour.
Ooh.
Quick.
That is really
delicious.
Quick. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of flavor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with the thyme and rosemary in there.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, thyme, rosemary, and
whatever
rub or seasonings that you wanted to use for that meat or whatever. And if you had whatever.
Yeah.
Chicken breast, put some sauce on it, whatever.
Sure. Good.
Yummy.
That's not even an hour.
It's not even
Well, the
an
prep
hour.
Part is like maybe 10 minutes to prep
right,
everything.
Right.
But
it's the
then
prep
after
part,
that,
but once you cook it or whatever, you're completely done. Sitting down, eating, conversating.
Yeah.
Right.
You can wash the dishes while you're just kind of like doing everything. Oh,
well,
my
I mean,
gosh.
You can wash the dishes as you were going along because. Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is sitting down, eating, and then on to something else.
On to something else.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So
brilliant.
That's it. That's cooking in an hour, Doctor.
Okay. All right. Challenge accepted.
Challenge
I'll have
accepted.
To time myself in everything.
All right. You definitely mm-hmm. will. Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm actually, you believe it or not, Ken?
Yes.
I'm actually getting out there. Believe in it? Yeah. I'm actually getting out there, meeting women. I can use this.
I could use this at dinner.
Yeah.
So you've picked up your date game.
I have.
I mean, COVID's over.
Yes.
Now you're back out here.
Exactly.
Right. And so, yeah.
This will definitely be.
So this is this is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a plus to attracting the right woman.
Exactly. Being able to cook under an hour. A really delicious meal.
Yeah. You don't want to be fumbling around in the kitchen, heating up the kitchen when you're like invited somebody over.
Right.
And you just,
yes.
Yeah.
And we can conversate during the entire time.
Right.
It'd be great.
Entire time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's only going to take an hour, not four.
Yeah. And then, you know, figure out, have a, you know, some drinks, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, lemonade, iced tea. I know you gave up Big Red.
I did.
So.
I did. I gave up Big Red to learn how to make my own strawberry lemonades and other type of lemonade.
Go.
So
there you go.
Yeah, that takes more than an hour. So prep that before.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have the cold drinks
yes.
ready.
Right.
You know,
right.
by the time your guest arrives.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Have it sit there the night before. Because
yeah,
dinner
go.
Obviously doesn't take long. Brilliant.
All right. All
this
right.
is really brilliant. I like
All
it.
All right. Well, I mean, that's what we do here at Ken's Over. I mean, well, no, this is not the barbecue. No. Well, we do that at Ken's Over Barbecue, too.
You do.
On Get Your Barbecue On. This is
yes.
the, you know, we're out here to help the mm-hmm. Backyard barbecue person.
Absolutely.
So hopefully this was something that you can incorporate in your cooking.
Absolutely. And if you are, please let us know how. And speaking of let us know how, do you know we have a listener question?
Oh, listener question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. So shoot, who and what's the listener question today?
All right, you got to help me out. This is a place in California I've never heard of before. Is it Indio?
Indio.
California?
Indio is right off of Interstate 8.
Oh.
Not far from the Arizona-California border.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all Interstate 8 in California, Indio.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hot. Indio's a hot place.
Is it a
good definitely
place
don't
to
want
go?
To heat up your kitchen in Indio.
No.
And you better be barbecuing in the shade.
or you'll melt.
Yeah, it's not that far from Yuma, Arizona.
Okay. Yeah. I know where that is now.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from Gus. His question is,
Gus, okay.
Yeah, what is the best type of non-stick spray to use on your grill?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We talked
about
Gus.
This, didn't we?
Yeah.
Once upon a time?
Yeah, when we had the guys on from grill.com.
Yeah, My Grill Cleaners.
MyGrillCleaners.com.
Ah, damn, yeah. Yeah.
You remember that, right?
I do. Yeah. And I think they said don't use
That's
any.
Right. Yeah, so when they were talking about clean, because the whole show was about cleaning the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys from Grill Cleaners, MyGrillCleaners.com were saying that's the last thing you want to do is use spray, stick spray. Mm-hmm. I know you see it on TV all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how all the brands, and they advertise it, hey, spray your grill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys say that stuff gets baked in there,
and
it's really hard to clean those grates. So mm-hmm. what they recommend is that you take some oil, mm-hmm. like
olive oil,
some canola oil, olive oil, vegetable oil, and you just wipe it over the grate mm-hmm. before you put the steak or whatever it is you're putting on the grill, the meat on the grill, the fish, and do it that way, and don't use the cooking spray.
No, Pam is not your friend.
Yeah, well, I don't want to tick Pam off, but so, but anyway, but as far as non-stick cooking sprays, our guys, you know, our friends over at mygrillcleaners.com recommend that we don't use cooking spray and that you just wipe the grates with oil.
Easy.
So there you go, Gus. And we do have an episode, podcast episode, where we were talking to Bob and the at mygrillcleaners.com, and he was talking to us about how to clean the grill and what to do with each season. So how to shut down the grill for the, you know, when the barbecue season is over, and then just how to service the grill to start grilling again.
Yeah. I was even shocked when you said that, you know, just how often the grill needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Should be doing that after every time you cook.
Right. I mean, so really, once you cook, you can just shut it off. And then when you get ready to cook again, you just take your wire brush and clean off the grates and that. And then depending on how often you're using the grill, then at least once a month, you need to give it a little thorough cleaning.
Yeah, some tender.
And then at the end of the season, you really needed to get, you know, you really needed to give it a whole lot of TLC.
Absolutely.
Right, break everything down and clean it. So, but anyway, find that podcast.
Absolutely.
And find out how to service your grill.
Absolutely. And if you need help, give our friends over at mygrillcleaners.com a call.
Yeah, there
They'll
you
be
go.
Happy to help you. And folks, you can also leave other questions for us by sending us an email at getyourbbqon@gmail.com. That's getyourbbqon@gmail.com.
All right. So now I think it's that time. To check in with the doctor. I think we're going to have to get some theme music for the doctor.
So in other words, not my own anymore.
Yeah. We're going to have to get some theme music for the doctor's section.
Ooh, that'd when be
we
cool.
Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, when we go to the barbecue grilling adventures of the doctor.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, I've been upgraded.
Right. Yeah. You need theme music.
We need
some theme music just for that portion of the show.
Gosh.
We need some theme music.
I don't know what to say. I feel like holding up this thing right here and saying, oh my gosh, I'd like to thank this award and take a time to say thanks to my mom and everyone who believed in me and all my fans. Thank you. I made it.
So it's that time.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the doctor. What's been going on in the world of the doctor?
I got a story for you, and I got to put it all in story four for you. Okay, so this is a continuation from our last episode. Because as you know, I planned a party, and I didn't ask anyone to RSVP.
No RSVPs. Yeah. You don't know how many people to expect for the 4th of July event.
Okay. And those numbers didn't disappoint. It was
No.
So you see, I woke up. Well, before I went to bed that Friday night, earlier in the day, I went and got some more ribs. I bought about five racks.
Okay.
Of ribs.
Okay.
Spare ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work and I marinated all those bad boys, rubbed them down, seasoned them real good. Oh my, I mean, they were smelling really good. I have to say, I am now quite a very interesting professor when it comes to figuring
professor,
out. Yes,
huh?
Professor. When it comes to figuring out the flavor profile.
Okay.
What flavor are we creating, right?
The flavor profile.
Yeah, I'm smelling.
I'm feeling
the different spices. I'm playing with it. I'm looking at its color, and I'm seeing if it's going to work or not. Just looking at the intensity and density. I mean, it's a science project now at this point. When I'm in there, this is the most important piece, you know. The seasoning, right? And the marinade. And how this is going to... The flavor profile. How this is going to taste is going to be everything.
Wow.
It's either going to make or break this meal.
Yeah.
I had to take it seriously, Ken.
Sounds brilliant, man.
Yeah. So thank you.
You really... Yeah.
I'm in that kitchen exploring, you know? I take this serious. I take this job serious.
Okay.
So I
So you infuse these flavors into the five racks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Then?
And then I decided, okay, you know what's going to be the spritz? Pineapple juice.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. Very interesting. So we're going like sweet and tangy with pineapple juice there.
Yeah, it's sounding a bit Hawaiian.
Very much so. It
did. Pork, yes. Pineapple.
Yeah.
Hawaiian.
Yes.
Okay, okay. It, so it just, the doctor with the new flavor profile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's laying it. You're layering it in.
Yes, laying those flavors. Okay, let it sit overnight.
Okay, okay, I'm feeling you. Perfect. Go ahead. Yeah.
So then it's time for the big, you know, let's put them on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, throw them on the grill. I got my Bluetooth meat thermometer, which, by the way, best thing ever. Ken, have you got one yet? I know it's been a week. I just wanted to see if you got one or not. Yep.
No, not yet.
Okay,
you know,
all right. That's okay.
I'm just still old school at this point.
I will guide you to the right one.
Right,
there you
right,
go. That's
right.
What I will do. I'll help you find the right one.
Okay.
We'll go digital Bluetooth thermometer shopping. There you go. That would be a good outing.
All right.
Good outing.
Okay.
So I put the ribs on. I let them cook nice and low and slow.
So what temperature are you trying to reach? Internal. Well, so tell me about your two temperatures.
Cooking
temperature.
Yeah.
And what temperature you're trying to reach for the internal meat temperature?
We went a low 250.
Okay, 250.
Yeah, 250.
Yeah. Okay.
And my goal was this time, since I had like two different crowds coming, right?
Right.
My mom likes everything charred.
Right. Like she likes hers well done.
Right.
Right. Yes. Right. And so, but you're not trying to get all the racks.
No. I want a good mixture.
Right.
So we have some that are getting about 165. I'm getting some that are going 145, just as I want. And then I have these other ones, these special ones. I'm getting to 190 because those are the ones that are gonna fall.
Right. So you want some that the 145s are gonna have a little more pull.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the 165s, I think you said.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's going to have like something in the middle.
And then the other ones are just falling off the bone.
Right? Pretty much. Like literally when I was taking
breaking
that,
off the bone.
Right. Right. Pretty much. When I was taking that off, oh my gosh. And okay, so the one at 145, great.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Like within the first hour. Yeah. By the way, 35 people showed up.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Was that too many? Too
that was perfect.
Perfect.
Because you know what I also did, Ken?
Right.
I also got some chicken legs, some drumsticks.
So yeah.
Marinate those, put those on the grill also. And I really have a good system. My big grill, that's for the racks of ribs.
Mm-hmm.
My small little grill, those are for the quick chickens because they don't take long.
Great.
I have now two grills going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now really the pit master and grill master of the home because I got two grills going.
Right.
So low and slow and high heat and fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm doing both. And also I made a little pulled pork also. So I also had pulled pork too.
Okay.
Ken, I would say by 9 o'clock at the end of the night, people were still going out for food because they weren't going home. They were still getting food.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone kept saying, who did this? How did you do this? There was someone over.
Yeah.
And I told her,
a new guest.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Someone that hadn't experienced the doctor's flavors.
Exactly.
And barbecue prowess.
Exactly.
Yet. Okay.
And she was like, well, who taught you how to do this? I'm like, well, I am a pitmaster, grillmaster in training for Good Barbecue University.
Right.
Taught by, you know, the great Ken Alexander himself, you know. What can I say?
Yeah, and the pit masters over at Kids Harbor Barbecue.
Exactly. And they were blown away. Blown away. Everyone, it tastes good. It smelled great. My neighbors the next day were saying, was that you? Yeah. That was you.
So did,
that smelled great.
So did you get any word? I mean, did you hear anything like phenomenal?
Oh, absolutely.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yes. Mm. All of that.
Yeah.
And also, can we have more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess out of all the words that you could possibly, you know, describe, I mean, is like that. I mean, that's the phrase you want to hear.
Yes, exactly.
May I have some more?
Wait, right, exactly. Is there more? Oh, there's plenty. Please have some. Yeah, I even made a small rack, so one of the 190s. Mm-hmm. I made a small rack for a friend of mine, his dad. He asked me, because he helped me put up some ceiling fans. He was like, hey, man, you owe me. I'm like, oh, what do I owe you? Getting on my wallet. He's like, no.
Food.
My son said you make really good ribs, and he didn't bring any home for me.
Oh.
So the next time you do a cookout, just save some ribs for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you got it.
You got it.
Those I'll make extra special.
Save the last rack for me.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a good dance, like a good song, right? A good barbecue
and save
song.
Save the last rack for me.
Exactly. That could be our album.
When we do our duet album,
that would be it.
There you go. Yeah.
So otherwise, it was great. It was a success. Despite being nerve-wracked of...
Yeah, not knowing who's going to show, right. But it turned out perfect.
It did. Everyone had a great time. The food was fantastic. Even people were running to give food to other people, which was great. That was fantastic. It was amazing. Just amazing.
Well, that sounds great. Looks like you had a fantastic time. Your guests really enjoyed it. It sounds like they thought it was an awesome Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's coming up
November.
Soon.
November. It's coming up soon.
I'm already thinking.
An awesome 4th of July event.
Absolutely.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
I did get scolded for one thing. I didn't make any of my homemade mac and cheese.
Oh.
And my brother's at the very end of the party. He's like, where's the mac and cheese?
Where's
I'm like,
mac?
I didn't make any.
It's like, where's the mac, bro?
Pretty much. Exactly. I'm like, I wasn't going to make that much. He's like, I would have finished it off. I'm like, no. I'm not going to make that much. I was told that on Labor Day, for the Labor Day party, I got to make mac and cheese.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, congratulations on a successful 4th of July event, Doctor.
Thank you.
Doctor.
I felt great.
Yeah, so I think we will just, we won't do any other training.
Oh, good.
Over the summer.
Oh, good.
You just keep doing your thing.
All right.
And we'll come back. We may have a little assessment test
before
we go into the next semester.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
And but it sounds like you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. And what you folks don't see at home listening, he put all check marks of pass on the grading sheet that I talked about earlier. So, yeah, good. I'm passed. I passed. Yeah, thank you.
You did pass.
I did.
The only demerit you received. Was the invitation and not asked for RSVPs, but because it's all about entertaining the backyard barbecue entertainer, and you do need RSVPs.
You too.
Okay. Other than that, everything else was like excellent.
Oh, good. So 98% is what I'm hearing. Not 100. 98%.
Yeah, 95.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'll take that. 95 ain't bad. I could take that.
Right. Well, hey, again, congratulations.
Thank you. And I couldn't have done it without the great pitmasters at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, located at 5250 East 22nd Street. Come on down. Get your barbecue on.
All right.
I paid the bills twice this episode.
All right. Yeah. Well,
so I think this was a good show.
We'll let the listeners be the judge.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. And all they got to do is get some handy dandy, really heavy duty aluminum foil.
Right.
Meat thermometer. The veggies that they want. The little potatoes. The seasoning, the flavor profile that they want.
Right.
Throw that on the grill. Yeah. And just follow the directions we said. Potatoes first, then your veggies, then your meat, and you're done in an hour.
Right.
Done.
And anytime you want, a few months pass or whatever, and you're thinking back, man, so what did they say on get your barbecue on about cooking in an hour?
Yeah.
Well, all you got to do, just go and find this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they find that podcast?
That's going to be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, or any podcast platform that you prefer, if you do not prefer those. And if you do prefer the other ones, let us know, because we just want to know what else is out there. That'll be interesting. Who else? Spotify is like the... Okay, never mind. I'm done.
All right. All right, no Spotify plugs.
No, I was about to like, never mind, never mind.
But, hey, go to Spotify and find
us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Find all of our episodes, all for the last 2 years.
Right.
And they can learn anything and everything. From the comfort of their own phone and headphones.
Right. And over that time, we had some really great guests.
Yeah.
So, right, and we will have some guests in the future, but mm-hmm. we just... taking it as it goes, as it comes these days.
Absolutely.
And we're live in the restaurant, and we're going to, you know, the format will change a little bit. So we're just trying it out.
Absolutely.
Seeing how it works.
Right. Live in front of a live restaurant audience.
Right, right. We have guests in the restaurant right now. Mm-hmm. So. But anyway, and we really appreciate them here and listening in.
Absolutely.
All right.
And we really appreciate our guest our listener listening in as well. I should probably get sleep before a show. Do you know that?
Sleep, yeah. Sleep probably? Is good. Yeah,
probably.
Sleep is good.
Next time.
Right.
Next time.
So anyway, hey, we really appreciate you listening in on the podcast today. Mm-hmm. And anytime you just feel like listening to our ideas and thoughts on cooking and what to do, just please go pull up the podcast, listen. We certainly appreciate all your support and love. And it's Ken Alexander with Get Your Barbecue on the podcast with the doctor.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dr. Andre Jones. Dun, dun. You take care, and we'll see you next time on our next podcast.
See you later.